This is Jazz. Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Well, it's very nice to have you with us once again on the program. I'm Keith Parent. We begin right now with Diana Krall from her early days. This is not a recording done on Verve or Impulse. This was when she was on a small jazz label from Montreal called Just In Time. Here she is with her group, As Long As I Live.
I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Baby, I can't buy you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live. Well, I never cared, but now I'm scared that I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains, and eat an apple every day, see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live.
Thank you.
that's what I call an excellent way to begin the program. Diana Krall from her first album on the Just In Time label with As Long As I Live. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. Yuri Yonning. Who is Yuri Yonning? Yuri Yonning is a fantastic tenor sax player from the Netherlands. And in 2003, Radio Netherlands Worldwide, in cooperation with his label, Turtle Records, decided to release a double CD. The CDs are called Memory Lane and Seven. The CD was retitled called Two Good Moves. The first disc features a full orchestra with some absolutely fantastic arrangements by Henk Muchart and Rob Horsting. The second CD, Seven, features a small group with tracks by, well, Yuri Yonning, and also Gary Peacock, like this one, Once Is Twice. Thank you. Yuri Honing on tenor sax from a double CD called Two Good Moods. It's from the disc called Seven, with Once is Twice. The name Billy May, well, he was an arranger and had his own band and worked with such talents as Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Anita O'Day, and many others. As a band leader, he recorded some phenomenal material for Capitol Records in the 1950s. A number of you have suggested before that we also feature bands and arrangers and musicians that have worked with some of the great vocalists. Well, let's do that right now. Here's a couple of Billy May tracks back to back. Marjorie and Annie Laurie.
Thank you. everything for my G. You are my inspiration, days that's never blue. After all said and done, baby, you're the only one.
Marjorie and Annie Laurie, performed by Billy May and his band. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking. If you wish to listen to this program again or past editions, just go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and click on the link for Jazz for the Asking. And of course, you can always contact us by email, and I'll give that out a little later on in the program. A message that came to us via Facebook recently is from Jimmy Doran. Jimmy lives in the U.S. state of Florida. He wants to hear something from Yusif Latef from the album The Diverse. Here's A Long Time Ago. Thank you. Youssef Lateef with A Long Time Ago. An email that we received recently from Joel Robbins in Melbourne, Australia, has got to ask probably the strangest question that we have ever received. He wants to know how we do the program. Strange, right? In his email, he was saying, well, how do you put the show together? What kind of preparation goes into it? And how long does it take? Well, just to let you know, this show is put together by three people. There's Kevin Lee, our technician, our production assistant, Johan Backer, there on the other side of the glass, and then myself. How do we prepare the program? Well, we usually bring with us the requests that we've had, a couple of emails, and a whole stack of CDs. The first track that you hear at the beginning of the show is usually decided on the fly, as well as a lot of the other music. Basically, I program this show depending on how I feel. So there are times you will hear a lot more, say, Dixieland on the show. Other times you'll hear a lot more big band, sometimes more intimate jazz vocals, sometimes some very quiet jazz. So it really depends how I feel at the moment. And right now, I feel like something a little bit different. We're going to listen to a Japanese pianist by the name of Keiko Matsui. Here he is with Across the Sun.
Thank you.
across the sun, Kaiko Matsui. A few years ago, when I was traveling in Paris, I visited a small CD shop just on the outskirts of Paris and came across a very unique series called Americans Swinging in Paris. It's a whole series that, well, I ended up buying and is quite phenomenal. It's some very well-known American and some not-so-well-known American jazz musicians with sessions that they made in France in the 1950s and 60s. Some of the performances, even though they were from the United States, they never recorded in the United States. We're going to listen to one right now, which will pick things up a little, I think. Sammy Price on piano with his orchestra and Swingin' the Berries.
Thank you.
Sammy Price on piano and his orchestra with Swingin' the Berries. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking. Once again, our email address, if you wish to send us a strange email, like we heard about a moment ago, is very simple, jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We're going to end the program today with a fantastic vocalist who's still going strong, the one and only Nancy Wilson, singing a song made popular by Barbara Streisand, People. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron saying so long and take care.
People who need people, needing other children. And yet letting our grown-up pride hide all the need inside, acting more like children than children. Lovers are very special people. One very special person. A feeling deep in your soul says you were half, now you're whole. No more hunger, but first be a person who needs people. People who need people. What?